Hey everyone, this is Natalie Satare, your makeup artist and beauty coach here, and I am so excited to record this episode for you. There is an accompanying blog post, so if you want to read it, you can go right ahead. I'm going to be reading the blog post, probably adding a few little things here and there to make it sound like me, but this is the 5 makeup secrets you will learn in my book, Be Your Own Makeup Artist. Now, I do want to make sure that if you are a professional makeup artist or if you are a pretty well-seasoned makeup enthusiast or, you know, if you already know a lot about makeup, I'm sure that these secrets they're probably not secrets to you. So this episode is really, really geared to those of you who don't know much about makeup or who are just really curious. So in case you're new here or have been living under a rock, I published a book. It's called Be Your Own Makeup Artist, Unleash Your Inner Beauty, and it's all about taking back control of your makeup game. I believe everyone deserves to know how to wear makeup. Everyone deserves to hear honest and unbiased makeup secrets, advice, tips, and recommendations from professionals who know what they're talking about, people who aren't in it for the kickbacks or free products, and that's people like me. This has always been my philosophy, and I am proud to have created a brand based around trust and realness. My book is a natural extension of that. It's 110 plus pages of charts, diagrams, makeup secrets, and real talk, so you can take care of your skin and look your absolute best without feeling like you need to buy a bunch of new products. I wanted to give you more of an inside look at Be Your Own Makeup Artist, which is why I thought it would be fun to share 5 of the makeup secrets you will learn in my book. I'm not afraid to give away some of my secrets because I truly believe in the incredible value that my book provides. It will honestly change the way you think about makeup. If these tips spark your curiosity, think about ordering the book. It was a true labor of love, and your support means so much to me. All right. Let's get into it, shall we? Makeup number 1. I encourage fingertip application for many products. Here's a hashtag truth bomb for you. My clean fingers are my go-to makeup application tool. My ring finger is my favorite for eye makeup, seriously. Why do I recommend using your clean fingertips for makeup? They apply the least amount of pressure, warm up makeup like nothing else, help to really press makeup into the skin that brushes and sponges can't always achieve. They are free and, of course, handy, no pun intended. Also, your fingertips are easy to clean between products, unlike brushes and sponges. And you have a lot more control over how much makeup you apply and where you apply it. Makeup secret number 2. There's a somewhat ugly truth about makeup brands. Did you know that there are many makeup brands in the market today, but only a few distributors and manufacturers that actually produce makeup? This is one of the biggest makeup secrets out there, and it might not even be a secret at this point. So what does this mean for consumers? What does this mean for you? Well, since many makeup products are extremely similar, sometimes they have most of the same ingredients. You can get more bang for your buck by opting for a more affordable, quote-unquote, dupe over a luxury brand. In my book, I outline exactly which brands belong to the same brand families so you can just shop smarter. I introduced the beauty of business in a blog post I wrote, which you can find on my blog, Champagne Taste on a Beer Budget. If you want to scratch the surface, sorry. Makeup secret number 3. Your skin type can change as you get older. Did you know this? Most people don't realize that over the course of your life, you may alternate between several different skin types depending on lifestyle factors. For example, pregnancy, stress, hormones, geographic location, water type, and water consumption all play a role when it comes to your skin. If your makeup has been wearing differently lately, there's a good chance your skin type may have actually changed. Of course, Be Your Own Makeup Artist guides you through how to properly determine your skin type and what types of products to look out for, as well as provide a skin type prescription. Because I'm not a licensed esthetician, I called upon an old friend of mine and phenomenal esthetician, Liz Gardner, of Surface by Liz to make this information to make sure all this information is accurate and relevant. She did an amazing Q&A on so many juicy skincare questions. You can find that on my Facebook page in the video tab. I do also have a free skin type guide, which you can download at nataliesatare.com/skin type guide, which if you are skincare clueless, this will definitely help you determine your skin type and how to take care of it. Makeup secret number 4. Most professional makeup artists skip primers. If you watch a lot of makeup tutorials on YouTube, you probably think primers are non-negotiable. Most beauty influencers use them every single makeup application. However, most professional makeup artists don't actually use primers unless they really need to achieve something super specific, like evening out someone's skin tone and texture due to acne or acne scarring or discoloration, or prepping the skin for an underwater makeup or something like that. Ultimately, good skincare and skin prep is the best primer for an everyday look. And the last secret, makeup secret number 5, not all highlighters are created equal. Obviously, there are tons of different brands and types of highlighters out there. Just like everything else, quality varies from product to product and brand to brand. Bonus points for anyone who can name my favorite highlighter. I mention it in pretty much every Getting Ready With Me video I do. Anyways, highlighters, just like other makeup categories, come in cool, warm, and neutral tones. Just because you love the way a highlighter looks in the pan doesn't mean it's going to flatter your skin. Knowing your skin tone and undertone is so important when it comes to shopping for the right highlighter. So, are you surprised? Did any of these makeup secrets actually surprise you? Guys, this is just the tip of the iceberg. My book is jam-packed with secrets like this. My goal when writing this book was to help people navigate the makeup trends, self-doubt, confusion, and misinformation about makeup. Roadblocks that make something that should be easy way harder than it needs to be. I know I said it before, but all of the information in this book is 100% unsponsored, and it is based on my years of professional experience. I feel like a broken record saying this, but honestly, it's rare in this industry to find someone willing down to turn sponsorship offers in favor of providing unbiased information that is actually meant to help people. If you're interested in ordering a copy of my book, the best way to support me is to order it straight from beyourownmakeupartist.com. If you are already the proud owner of the book, make sure you join the Facebook community I've created, facebook.com/groups/beyourownMUA. And I would also love it if you would take a few minutes to leave a review on Amazon. Not only do reviews help more people to find the book, but personally, I just love to see what people thought of it. So again, just to wrap it up, the 5 secrets you'll learn in my book are going to be about how to makeup secret number 1, encouraging fingertip application, makeup secret number 2, the business of makeup and the ugly truth about makeup brands, makeup secret number 3, your skin type can change as you get older, makeup secret number 4, most professional makeup artists skip the primers. Okay? And last but not least is that not all highlighters are created equal. There are undertones in highlighters, and using the wrong undertone could be very unflattering. So you just need to know what category works for you. So that is all I have. If you like this episode, I would love it if you would send me a note or a little message. You can send that to me on Instagram. You can DM me at Natalie Satare. You can message me on my Facebook page, Natalie Satare. You could email me, nataliesatare@gmail.com, or you could be like really official and email me at natalie@nataliesatare.com. However you want, I would love to hear your feedback. If you had any questions about the book or want to order a copy, you can learn more at beyourownmakeupartist.com. And with that, I hope you have a wonderful and beautiful day.